Planet X, Nibiru, Megaquakes, Nuclear War, Martial Law, New World Order, FEMA Camps, Guillotines, Aliens, UFOs, Fallen Angels, Anunnaki. The Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the trials and tribulations. We thank you for the fiery fire that refines us, Lord. Many of us have gone through a lot, and many of us probably will still go through a lot. And we praise you for it, Father, because we know that this is all part of you putting us where you want us to be in all of eternity, and that is what is truly important, not what we're going through right now. But we do thank you, Father God, because even though there are prophecies that essentially say that we will go through a period of time where we can, you know, hardly feel your presence or know that you're there, and then we're reminded by Jesus that you would never forsake us and you are there, we may be going through that time a little bit, Father, but we are still seeing answers to our prayers. We are still seeing many miracles in our lives, and we praise you for that because we know that you are by our side and you are helping us through the things that we have to go through as we're waiting for our departure, which is definitely imminent. And what does imminent mean? I don't know, Father, and none of us, we all wish we could have a calendar. We all wish we could be given a date, but we know that that is not the way it's going to be. We know that we'll know the season. We know that we won't know the day or the hour, but we will know we're really close, and we know we are now. Father, we praise you, and we know that things are going to accelerate into more of a world war dynamic as opposed to a Middle East war dynamic. We also see situations over in the Arab countries that where the Sunnis and the Shia and the Sunnis are getting together and actually protesting. For example, this is happening immensely, very, very in your face, major protests all over the world. We had major millions, 8 million estimated for No King's protests against, you know, Drake OT. And Father God, the situation is just unbelievable. It's so far, it's actually in many of our hearts when we perceive these things, when we witness them, we feel, at least I know that I do, that they're far, far more intense than what we were able to derive from reading the scripture. I've always said that the Bible was an understatement, and evidently I was pretty right about that. But anyway, Father, we just praise you for this. We pray also, Father, in Jesus' name, that anyone who should not be listening to this program, any prying eyes, any of that stuff, all that kind of stuff is going on today. It's pretty horrible. Father, that they will be made blind, that the eyes will be made blind, good eyes blind, and good ears deaf, Father God. Turn them away and allow them not to participate or go further into this program unless you wish to save their souls. Father God, we pray for the people that are involved in these conflicts. We pray in the name of Jesus. We lift up the evangelical church that is horribly deceived. And many of us, at some time or another, were part of it. We thank you for helping us to understand how the Bible works. We thank you for helping us to understand that it's like a legal contract. It's very much a legal contract with the new covenant, and it supersedes the old. We can't point to verses in the Old Testament that have already been superseded by Jesus, who is the Word. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you so very, very much. Help us to get through the last period of time, and we'll just leave it at that, as we grow ever closer, and we see all the things that we've been talking about for 15 years, even the alien stuff, it's all coming together now. And I just praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Stop those who shouldn't move forward. Bless us who are hungry for the transformation of our bodies and being in your presence. And in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more are gathered together on this earth concerning anything that they ask for shall be given them. And we stand by that word. That word will not come back void. We praise you. And Father, we also ask you, well, in accordance with your commandment to us, Jesus, Luke 21:36, we pray, please count us worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before you. We pray in Jesus' name, as if it is at all possible, with the job well done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and thank you. Amen. Praise God. So as I always do, for clarity purposes, my job has now kicked into hyperdrive. What that means is I have two major deadlines, and the work that I'm doing isn't my favorite, but I praise God that I do have the work, and it's grueling. Okay, so it's amazing when your brain is overwhelmed, it affects your whole body. But I guess most of us know that pretty well by now. I'm still working on trying to get to a point where I can do, at least 30 minutes of exercising in the morning on my elliptical and stuff like that. And I'm working toward it, I'm still having some challenges with the ups and downs that are associated with us watching what's going on in the Middle East, because it seems like an everlasting drip, 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 dribble. It's like, when is this going to end? And then you have to deal with the DJT just endless diarrhea of lies, and you've got all of that. You've got the stock market going up and down and up and down because they believe every single thing that comes out of the White House, which is a huge mistake. And then of course, I had a conversation. I miss my family. I miss my family. So I made the critical mistake of making phone call to talk to one of my. Anyway, that did not go well. I'll just put it this. So I have officially decided no more phone calls to Pennsylvania. They are absolutely out no matter what. Okay, fine. It's enough to make you just want to rip. Anyway, you get it. All right, so I think. The people that are attracted to listening to this program listen to this program, I think we're all pretty close to the same wavelength, in the sense that we have a pretty good understanding of who's who in the zoo, who the good guys are, the bad guys are, and a lot of the people are feeling threatened for their lives. My understanding is that it is, and you've heard the recording before with the Draco, head King Draco. You've heard you heard the thing where he went off and he said, I don't care what Marjorie Taylor Greene says. If you got, I'll bring you all down with me, and he's like screaming at the top of his lungs, start a war if you have to. I played it for you on this program. You really, when you listen to that, you're getting a teeny weeny weeny little glimpse of what type of an entity we're dealing with here. Another thing that a lot of people don't realize, maybe some do, maybe don't, some don't, but if you don't, I'm going to bring you up to speed. The pecking order of, there are many different types of fallen angels. Some of them you have to reflect back, because you need to understand there was a Luciferian rebellion. This is all covered. If you want to learn more about that, you can type Satanic Rebellion Luginbill. Okay, Luginbill. Satanic Rebellion Luganville. All right, and you can read until your heart is blown away in contentness. I mean, you'll become an expert on all the scriptures that are in the Bible about the Satanic Rebellion that occurred millions and millions and millions, if not billions, of years ago. Which also kind of segues, interestingly, if you understand the Apocrypha and, you know, some of the books of the Apocrypha. I am not a big apocryphal reader. I just don't have the time, especially with my job the way it is right now. But anyway, but I've been blessed, you know, to become really good friends with Zen Garcia, having him on the radio show untold numbers of times, and other guests as well. And also spending a lot of time on the telephone with Dr. Jerry Lee, who's passed on and is in heaven right now. And his understanding of the Bible was, you know, absolutely mind-bending. Okay, it's one of those Jonathan Cleck got to get a spatula to scrape your chin off the floor kind of a thing, you know, just absolutely incredible. But anyway, I'm trying to do the best that I can to focus on the most important thing. Okay, and you might say, well, what do you mean most important thing? What I mean is the rapture. But knowing that we have a barley harvest, a wheat harvest, and a grape harvest, the barley harvest being the first fruits, the wheat harvest being the final harvest, okay, that's the final harvest, and then those who are cast into the Great Tribulation, that would be the grape harvest. They're the ones who have the, you know, seal of God on their forehead, and they don't get stung, okay, by the locusts, okay? Who are they? Tribulation saints. The problem is people, I'm not even going to get into it because that's a whole that's multi-hours of teaching. I have to just trust that people can discern things and learn about them, but it's very, very difficult, you know, to be George Norrie for 15 years and thousands of radio shows and to try to clump it all into a, you know, two-hour show, if that's what this is probably going to be, which I think it probably will. All right, praise God. So, I'm focused on the barley harvest because here's the thing. Right after the barley harvest rapture, in the midst of a hot World War III, okay, that means right now we're on the edge of it, okay? We've got multiple Arab nations that are between two different places. They're either getting ready to start fighting with the United States, although Draco T has said so many things that deeply insults the people that are over running these countries in the Middle East that used to be our allies. He, such a filthy liar. And anyway, it's all been ruined. Okay, but that was on purpose. You know, you got to remember Marina Abramovic. Okay, the spirit cooker lady that participated with Hillary Clinton in the you know, Pizzagate nonsense, you know, frazzle drip and all that weirdness. I'm not going to get into the details of it. I don't need that. I just need to. If you want to look into it, you can go ahead and look into it. Okay, praise God. But it tracks all the way back to Tom Hanks and the movie and that Wilson ball and that. Ugh, it's just so sickening. So anyway, we're in a time right now where we're on the very verge. We can see it building. We see the allegiances building. Some of the Arab countries are getting ready to join in the attack against Iran. But the problem is there's a lot of mind changing. It might be one way on Tuesday, but by the end of Wednesday, it's the opposite. And the reason is because Draco T has gone out and said something horribly insulting to the leaderships of these various countries. I'm not going to name names. It's just going to let it be the way it is. Saudi Arabia right now, I'm thinking they're totally against the United States at this point, okay, because of the things that Draco T says. So you got to understand when Marina Abramovic, one of the most satanic entities that exists on this earth, is happy about the, you know, Draco T being placed in charge of this whole, you know, global destruction dynamic, and this, you know, that is a statement that can't be given a level of the magnitude. If you had a scale of 1 to 10 on a level of magnitude of the evilness and the seriousness of that statement by Abramovic about DJT, let me tell you something. That scale, the top of the thermometer is already blown completely off, and the scale's now up to 30. Okay, this is some serious stuff. Now, has the entity that I'm referring to created mass confusion on a global level? Yes, and that was exactly what it was destined to do. Okay. So the problem is we've got all kinds of people, like I said before, you know, like Bill O'Reilly and all kinds of well-known people, Wesley Clark, you name it. Take your pick. Anybody, even Tucker Carlson. They cannot, Candace Owens, they cannot put the final piece of the puzzle together. To save their lives, they can't do it. And I don't understand why. They're so quick to say, boy, it sure seems to me that, you know, the White House is being given, you know, bad guidance. If somebody's got to wake them up. And I'm like, could all of you just get together and learn the last piece of the puzzle? He's in on it. And the and those who are working around him's lives have been threatened. You can believe it. He's a mass murderer. Mass murderer. Don't get me going on the Epstein files. A lot of stuff is coming out right now because of the war dynamics. I'm not going to go. I could sit here and like hold up my hand and just count off countries that have copies of the entire Epstein with all the videos, all the pictures, the whole deal. Anyway, to me, it's kind of irrelevant because if you keep the war situation horrible enough, nobody's going to pay attention to it. And besides, the ones that are hardcore MAGA, like, you know, my family, you know, you're going to run into a dynamic where, you know, no matter what you say, it's going to be, oh, that's Photoshop. Oh, that's this. Oh, that's AI again. You know that. Oh, no, that couldn't be because Jesus has personally visited him and all the Christian leaders are laying their hands on him and praying and and it's like, you know, it's like it's insurmountable. I mean, it really is. It's utterly insurmountable. So don't throw your pearls before swine. Just don't. Why do you want to get your block knocked off, whether it be verbally or otherwise, in a feeble attempt to try to turn somebody around? A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Repeat. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Repeat. Here lies the body of William J., who died maintaining his right of way. He was right, dead right, as he sped along, but he's just as dead as if he were wrong. Guess what? You're William J. Don't go there. It isn't going to matter at this point. The most powerful way to attempt to try to bring somebody around is prayer. Okay, we were told to watch and pray. We were told to, you know, I don't know about you, but when I read the Olivet Discourse, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and I get down into the stuff about, you know, you're going to be brought before magistrates and some of you will be killed and all this other stuff, talking about the persecution. Oh, and the Christian persecution is absolutely out of control. Supposedly, now think about this. Is it really Iran saying this? Or is the Mossad pretending that they're Iran? Mossad / CIA. They're one in the same. You know, at this point in the game, they are one in the same. At this point in the Bible end time story, I should say. I don't like the term game in this particular case because there's nothing gamey about it. You know, unless you're eating a piece of venison or something. But anyway, so yeah, the situation is all over the place. And it's and that confusion is part of the magician level, Scottish Rite, creepy, weird, satanic stuff that is associated with, and I didn't finish my point. In the universe of fallen angelic beings, yes, the Pleiadians, there's a lot of human-looking beings. You have to understand that there are host beings, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Yea, saith the Lord of hosts. They are living, walking, talking, real beings. You can walk over to them and slap them on the back, slap them across the face if you want to, whatever you want to do. If you shoot them, they will die, but they will be just like the giants. When they would kill the giants, their whatever it is, energy that would, you know, animate them. Okay, I you know, people will say that they're soulless. Well, I don't want to say that their soul moves over and becomes a demon, but that's essentially, I don't care what energy it is that animated them. Let's just put that aside. Okay, it's distracting. When you killed a giant back then, you know, Numbers 13-ish, when you killed a giant, okay, and I'm talking about the really big ones, okay, now, when they died, their animating energy, whatever that was, transferred over immediately into the demonic spiritual realm, and they became demons. Demons are ethereal. Demons don't walk into your bedroom and say, I'm here to get you. It doesn't work like that. Okay? They're believe me, they're going to become real enough for anybody who does not get right with Jesus in time. But they're still ethereal in the sense that they're in a demonic realm, okay? And yes, they can appear if people are doing satanic grimoires and weird things and lighting candles in their garages and who knows what. But as a general rule, they don't just go cruising down the street whistling Dixie and saying, "Hi, Mom, hi, Dad." It isn't like that. But when you're dealing with the Pleiadians, you're dealing with the other, what you would call, you know, like the tall whites and the different Nordic type of human-looking beings, they're not from here, okay? They're not part of the seed of Adam and Eve, okay? They're strange flesh, as the Bible ultimately says. They will mix their seed with the Son of Man or whatever, Daniel something something. I forget. Haven't looked it up in a while. But the point I'm trying to make here is that you have host beings that can be killed, just like in what was called the Dulce Wars, that is testified about by Schneider, okay? Phil Schneider. He talks in great detail about how he was dropped down in an elevator. He had his Walther PPK with him, and there was some stinking, very tall gray aliens, and they had a war, and a lot of people died. Okay, he had fingers completely burned off of his hand and a huge tear across the middle of his chest from a laser beam that was fired by one of these, tall, foul-smelling gray alien creatures. All right, and he shot, I don't know how many, but he shot some of them and they died. They fell over and went ba-ba-ba-bum, and they were dead. Okay, but when they die, their energy goes over and becomes a demon, just like the giants. All right, so they were a host. Yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Host-bodied aliens are walking around and you can kill them, and then they're spirit or their whatever energy, soul energy or whatever, just goes over and becomes a demon immediately. All right, you understand? Now, but then you have spirit beings, which is like the manifestation of the angel in front of Daniel. Once it broke loose from the prince of Persia, what a coincidence! So anyway, with the help of the other angel, which many hypothesize was Gabriel. I don't know. And maybe there's something in the Apocrypha that led people to believe that. One thing is definitely not true is Petra. Where they came up with that, I have no idea. And I don't want to know. Don't send me an email. Thank you very much. Sometimes it's just good to enjoy the blue pill. Okay. So anyway, matter of fact, I got these stickers that says, "Take the blue pill." And it's got a hand out with a blue pill. I'm putting them on my on the back of my laptops, just so I can get that, knowing smile in there once in a while. All right, praise God. So a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are moving forward in the direction that. I didn't finish my point about the spirit beings. So when the angel comes down, the scripture says, be careful who you how you entertain, because you might unwittingly entertain an angel. All right, so put that aside, because if you're unwittingly entertaining an angel, that angel's got to look exactly like a human. It's got to be a human. The angels that went over to Lot's house, they were human looking. The homosexual men in the town wanted to go get them, if you know what I mean. So they were human looking. But when the angel came down to talk to Daniel after the 12-day fast and all that other fighting in the spiritual realm in the heavens, eyes of peril and face of lightning, and Daniel threw himself prostrate on the ground. I can only imagine he was probably, hopefully he had some Depends or something, because he was freaking out. All right, now when the problem is, the Bible doesn't convey powerful emotions very well at all. Look, if you're going to throw yourself prostrate on the ground, do you think you're just kind of going, "Oh, well, there's a big scary angel in the room with, face of lightning and eyes like, and I'm freaking out, so I'm just going to kind of lay down here and put my belly on the ground." No. He was freaking out. Now, we have to add our own emotional understanding to the things that are happening in the Bible. All right. There's a bunch of places in the Bible that I don't even want to. Some of them are just, I'll just sit here and bawl the rest of the time on the radio show, so I don't want to go there. Anyway, so if that angel, which it was so terrifying to Daniel that he threw himself prostrate on the ground, are you going to have breakfast with it? Be careful how you entertain, because you might unwittingly entertain an angel. What? How are you going to sit across from a being that is across the table from you with your scrambled eggs and bacon and just kind of pretend, ho-dee-do-dee-do, excuse me, can I have another cup of coffee? With face like lightning and eyes like, you know, all that kind of stuff? No! That's a spiritual entity. That is a manifestation of an angel in through the spiritual realm. Okay, in a spiritual manifestation on the earth. And there are some limitations to what the spiritual manifestation of an angel can do, which is why in the vast majority of the Bible stories about angels, they are man angels. They're in human bodies, host bodies. Okay, it's like getting in and out of a car. That's why when people have NDE, near-death experiences, they always see themselves coming out of their body and looking down at their body on the operating table. They came out of the car. We're all in host bodies right now. Let's just hope that if we die sometime soon, you know, like before I finish the radio show or something, you know, you're there with Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Death has no grip over us. All right. So we just got to, you know, hug on to Psalm 56, verse 3, I think it is. Yeah, it looks like 56:3. Whenever I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Which goes along with Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusts you. That's our Father. When you trust God, it's pretty easy to deal with some pretty horrible stuff, okay, on earth. All right, so all that being said, that helps maybe some people to understand why it's like, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. There are trillions of galaxies. There's a portal in the Orion Nebula that is blocked. That's why it says in Job, you know, can you loose the bands of Orion? That you can't go through there. That is a type of a portal that is blocked by God that leads to the eternal realm of the Creator, according to the testimonies of those who spoke about it with their angelic buddies. The problem is there were so many people that confirmed it from different parts of the world when the investigative interview processes were taking place that it pretty much validated it. When you have, you know, somebody in Indonesia and somebody in South America and somebody in Asia and somebody in Russia and somebody in France all saying exactly the same thing, but none of them know one another, that's kind of self-validating. All right, praise God. So there's trillions of life forms. There's trillions of galaxies. It is an exciting time to be alive, although it's very hard, very hard, very, very, very hard. I get it. Believe me, I think all of us get it. Praise God. So I'm going to stop talking about that particular subject, and I want to try to get into the stuff that we're into, you know, what this is all about. Why is it all about for me? Why is it all about, you know, focusing on the beginning of World War III? Because of what I have talked about on prior radio shows. It's all about that woman who had the 10-year-old boy who died from suffocation. He was in the hospital. He passed away, met with Jesus. Happened two times, and when he came back, he was telling his mom, we don't need to worry about World War III, Mom. We need to worry about the alien demons, he would say. Everybody's talking about the aliens or demons. They're in for a big surprise, folks. You're in for a big surprise. Human beings love to just lock on to one thing. Oh, it's Project Bluebeam, for crying out loud. See, the problem isn't, the answer is not A or B or C. The answer is D, all of the above. But nobody ever gets that. We lock on to, oh, the light is on. Did you know that when a tungsten filament inside of a bulb, okay, a light bulb, like in the olden days when we had regular light bulbs, okay, it still had current flowing through it when it was off. So it was never off. It was never off. It just looked off to you. Oh, anyways. So anyway, a lot of people are in for a really big surprise. As a matter of fact, if I wasn't getting body slammed so bad with work, I'd try to squeeze in another program just to read to you the original Sergey Monast writing of Project Bluebeam. Because if I read it to you right now, you're going to think he was 3 years old when he wrote it. It's tripe, okay? Forget it. No Project Bluebeam. They're not going to do it. They're going to try. They might try, and there may be some semblance of whatever illusion created. But you know what? When you look at the day of the Lord in Isaiah 13, those creatures, those beings, that multitude, that army that God sends down for judgment upon the earth, he sent them from the far ends of the heaven. What do you think they are? Right. Take another look at the book of Revelation and see how many strange beings from other planets come here. Oh, but the locusts come out of the pit, you see. No, they don't. No, they don't. Smoke comes out of the pit and it covers the sky. And then through the smoke, which is in the sky, by the way, not in the pit, in the sky. Through the smoke come the locusts. From where? Outer space. And yes, they do look like the aliens in Sigourney Weaver's Alien movie. And you don't want to get stung by it. So, anyway, don't go there. Let's focus on the barley harvest, the first fruits. Let's get ourselves clean and right with the Lord. Spend more time with him in praise and worship. Pray always to be counted worthy. Counted worthy, because none of us are. Period. End of story. We'll never be worthy on our own account. All right? Pray always to be counted worthy, to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of Man, Jesus. Hopefully directly, whoosh, right up to the wedding supper. I pray in Jesus' name, that's the way it goes. That's like, can't say it for sure, but I'm just saying. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and march into this discussion about what's happening right now. Okay, and it's a lot, so let's see how far we can get. Time now, 32. That leaves us 28 minutes left to do the first hour, and we'll see how much we got to do. Oh, the second hour, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. What?
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right. So, evidently, Laura Loomer has come out again. She did it in 2023, and she's done it just recently, a couple of days ago, where she posted, not that she's that consequential. She thinks she is. She thinks she is, but she's not. Okay, and so anyway, and told everybody with another post saying the same thing as she did in 2023, that there's going to be a false flag in the United States that's going to be 10 times worse than 9/11. Okay, do you believe it? Do you pay any attention to it? I will tell you this, because she has a habit of doing these kinds of things. Yeah, she's in bed with the Mossad. There's no doubt about it, but beside the point. It didn't happen last time. I don't know if it's going to happen now. And I'm certainly not going to spin my wheels on something that's so untrustworthy. But it has been said, and we do have the Rachel Baxter vision and Chicago, Miami, and a whole bunch of other places. A lot of these types of visions have come out over the years about different places around the United States that are attacked. All right. And there's been all the chatter about, you know, oh, yes, those evil Russians coming with suitcase nukes to plant them all over the United States and major cities. You really think so? Right now, when you take a kind of a scan of the global war theater, it really doesn't look like Russia gives up much of a patootie. They got their hands full with other things. And I wish I could write a letter to Putin and say, why don't you just go in and take out Zelensky? It's almost like they're extending the battle on purpose. Okay. And that just makes me think, which is probably true, that Putin is in on it. Maybe he's got the... No, I ain't going to go there. All right, synagogue. I was going to say Synagogue of Satan in his office on a regular basis. All right, next one up. Hallelujah. Okay, Army veteran sounds the alarm. These are not meteors, says this person. Let's see if this has been censored or taken down. So we will go and... All right, so here we go. Whoa. Hold on. Okay, that's up. Let me see if my...
United States Army. I served my country for 15 years until they medically retired me due to things that happened to me in Iraq. As a soldier who had boots on the ground in a combat zone and witnessed the night sky when things popped off, I am telling you, you all are being lied to about these meteors that are coming into our atmosphere that have now fell over California, over Houston, over Ohio, over Maryland. But oddly enough, the only proof that we have so far of any type of meteor breaking our atmosphere, actual physical proof, is the one that happened in Houston. So I can say out of the three events that have happened, possibly one of them is true.
Probably more like 12.
Possibly one. This isn't to fearmonger. This isn't to scare anybody. This is to get you to start asking questions and start paying attention to what your government is doing. I need people to put their thinking caps on. Israel and Iran are in some serious, serious shit. And once again, the United States have found themselves smack dab in the middle of Middle Eastern politics. Once again, we are smack dab in the middle of it. And we're on the wrong fucking side of things.
All right, so rather than letting her get all sparky and dropping like streams of F-bombs, again, I apologize, but you know, if you're going to be listening to the testimonies of people who actually have something worth saying out there, unfortunately, you can either go into a evangelical church and you will never hear a bad, most likely will never hear a bad word. As a matter of fact, you probably won't even hear the word damn. All right, now all that being said, are you going to hear anything that's worthwhile? Are you going to hear anything that is not deceptive, satanically deceptive, sending you down an 8-lane freeway directly into the pit? Highly likely not. 1 Samuel 16:7b says that God does not see as a man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but our Heavenly Father looks at the heart. Okay, so how do you think he feels about all those Christians saying, oh, how wonderful it is that thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of babies are crushed under rock, and there are people setting their lawn chairs out so they can watch the bombings and cheer and everything. Oh, this is so awful. So anyway, I apologize in advance. Anytime I play a video, or an audio clip of anybody out there that's worth hearing what they have to say, they're almost certainly going to cuss. So we just have to buck up and deal with it, or just do what you want to do. I'm going to listen to this information because it's highly relevant in regard to, you know, what's coming next. Now, I do want to bring to your attention that there is an ancient drawing, and I'm talking about from the period of the Renaissance, probably even earlier maybe, but what it has is a fireball, and inside of it is some kind of a being that looks humanoid and is flying the fireball. What's up with that? I wrote an article a long time ago, about 14 years ago, about the Dogon are here, you know, because there were some fireballs back then that had twin tails burning and changing directions and stuff like that. And so I speculated, you know, and wrote an article about it. It was interesting, but the whole idea of that having to do with fallen angelic beings of some type was probably a little bit prophetic. I don't know, but anyway, there are artifacts that are artistically created from many hundreds of years or thousands of years ago with beings flying fireballs. Okay, and don't get me going on all of the, you know, you got Revelation 6 verses 12, verse 12, where it talks about, you know, the stars falling from the sky like a fig tree shaken by a mighty wind. Hallelujah. You've got the movie Battle LA. What happens? Aliens come down with meteors. Okay, you've got the movie Extinction, same deal. Without Warning, same deal. How the End Begins, same deal. War of the Worlds, kind of a twist, but you know, similar. And A Quiet Place, Day One. All of it, it's like, you know, aliens coming down with meteors. So anyway, so we got a lot of activity. As a matter of fact, there was a news report, multiple news reports actually, even into the mainstream media, talking about how these UFOs, now of course they love the word drone. Oh, they're drones. Look at all the drones that are hanging over, you know, that are hovering over such and such an Air Force base. I forget the name of it. It's in Texas or something like that. And oh, the drones are back, they're talking about. No, they're not drones. Okay, meatheads, that drives me nuts. But anyway, people on Earth are in for a really, really, men's hearts failing them for fear of those things that come upon the Earth. Don't even get me going on 2 Ezra 15 verses 28 and 40, which talks about the horrible star, which of course is Nibiru. All this creepy, weird red sky stuff and lakes and rivers turning blood red and everything like that, that is definitely associated with the proximity of Planet X and Nibiru close to the Earth, because it pulls iron ore out of the crust of the Earth, and then that iron ore turns the water red like blood. Okay, so anyway, all this stuff that's happening out there, oh no, it's weather modification, I tell you, it's weather modification. Surely, well, it couldn't be the sign of the Son of Man, Matthew 24:29. Could it? Maybe it's all of the above. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and keep on plowing through all this stuff. It's, you know, kind of edifying. Just put on your bad word filter. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. And the next one's up. All right. So, you're so much fun. Okay. So, all right. So anyway, Kuwait issues a nuclear safety guidance warning. Okay. It says no need to panic. Do not leave your home. Seal all the windows and doors. Kuwait's Ministry of Defense issues an official radiation safety guidance to its citizens. Kuwait hosts some of the largest United States military bases in the region, which of course is one of the reasons why they're getting, you know, an abundance of Iranian missile attacks. And and it says straight up, says that there's, you know, Kuwait's Ministry of Defense issues a radiation safety guidance to its citizens. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are talking about nuclear this, nuclear that, nuclear this, nuclear that. Everybody's talking about nukes. Nukes, 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 nukes. Do they know something? You know, we've been talking about nukes for 15 years. All right. Confusing. Iran's foreign minister says Tehran is reviewing the United States proposal to end the war. No, they're not. No, they're not. The people that mean anything, the people that have any credibility, the ones that are coming directly out of Iran and making statements publicly to the world are emphatically stating that we are not even having a single phone call. There's no text messages. There's nothing going on. It's all Draco T. Filth. It's filth from the devil. All right. So in the grand scheme of the pecking order of the entities that are doing us the most damage here on the earth, it is Satan, followed by Draco reptilians, okay, which is what Hillary Clinton is and what DJT is, okay, and probably so many more. And the Dracos are very powerful. They're very large, 9 to 12 feet tall when they manifest, and you can actually see them, okay, and then they have wings and tails and horns and ugh. Okay, then you got the regular reptilian beings. And that gets into some complicated stuff, because if you go back to the original, you know, when the Anunnaki were doing their gold digging thing, and I know there's a lot of nonsense out there trying to convince people that that never happened, but let me tell you something. Yeah, it did. It all tracks to all the ancient writings. The king, you know, the Sumerian kings list goes back 400,000 years. They did monkey around with the DNA of the beings that were on the earth at the time. Where do you think, why do you think there's a transition between Cro-Magnon man and Neanderthal and everything? You can't prove that. It has nothing to do with Darwinism. Okay, it has to do with DNA being dorked with by these entities. And they dorked with the reptilian beings as well to try to create, you know, workers. All right. Well, as they did that, you had different versions of reptilian beings. And don't even get me going on the ones that were, you know, like down in the Chilean mine disaster, Los 33, trying to eat the miners. And they jumped in one of their, you know, avalanche, whatever, cave-in protection units and locked it up because they were being chased. That's why NASA was controlling the scene at the Los 33 Chilean mine disaster. When does the National Aeronautic and Space Institute, you know, Space Association or whatever, what's NASA doing there? I checked in all this stuff. I looked at the actual newspapers from the local areas and such, and it was real, and it was NASA. NASA doesn't help people get out of mines. They show up when it's an alien problem. All right. All right. So anyway, I'm going to skip this one because the particular source has been historically very incredible. So I'm just going to blow that one away. All right. So I have several audio bites that are from Ryan Mata. I like the guy. I really do. But man, when he gets worked up, he can let F-bombs rip so fast you can't even count how many you heard. And unfortunately, he gets pretty worked up pretty much. So anyway, try to put on your filter if you can tolerate it. If it really bothers you, then don't listen. I'm okay with that. But these people are dedicated. This is their job. Their career is to dig for data and to, you know, bring it forward so people like us and others, thousands of others, and in some cases millions of others, can hear what's really going on behind the scenes. So let me go ahead and play this particular one. And again, this is from Ryan Mata, and he's talking about launching soon. Okay, sneak recording from the White House. Let's see what this is about. All right, praise God. Here we go.
So let me just make sure that I'm hearing this right. This was a leaked video from a White House aide, which it almost looks like she was recording it because they were talking about nuking Iran. That might be literally where this is headed. Check this video out. We're going to run it back a couple times.
It's launching soon, right?
And it's really like getting to the point where this war Iran feels like Vietnam, right? Where the United States would carry out some type of major offensive, we'd slaughter a ton of people, we'd gain a little ground, and then Vietnam would come back down and then mow us all down again. And it was just like repeat every day. It was just an updated body count on how many dead soldiers we were taking, just every single day, body after body after body. We don't want that. So now Trump's solution is, what, we're gonna nuke them? Because the Pete Hegseth and the Department of War sound like a drunk college frat party where he's beating his chest like, I'll beat you up, bro.
So last night, Trump holds this news conference, and it was kind of bizarre. The president is obviously shaken by the developments that are coming in, that this war is not, certainly not going his way, other than the fact that some argue he's making a lot of money from the war. The problem is, it's gotten away from him. He now cannot control the Strait of Hormuz, right? Can't control the flow in the Strait of Hormuz. And Iran has no interest in giving in, giving up, or even negotiating at this point, because they got the advantage. And that's what Mr. Trump talked about at this news conference, but he tried to make it look the other way, right? Oh, and guess who was there? A very, shall I say, caffeinated Pete Hegseth, doing everything that ChatGPT told him to do that would suggest to the world that he's a really tough guy, really tough. You know, like he's right out of one of those cowboy movies, those black and white Hollywood westerns. Watch. Here's his act.
And that's why we see ourselves as part of this negotiation as well. We negotiate with bombs. You have a choice as we loiter over the top of Tehran, as the president talked about your future.
Yeah, we loiter over the negotiate bombs. Yeah, you got that. It's like, woo, dude. Take a chill pill.
So let me just make...
All right. So anyway, so that kind of sets the tone of where we're going as we chisel our way through these things on this program. All right. Praise God. So anyway, let's go ahead and keep on moving through these. There's a lot of them, but they tell a story, and it's very relevant to us watching for the World War III dynamic. That's when a lot of different, that's when, you know, it's not just murmured in a secret meeting or whatever about the amount of help that the UK has given us, with a whole bunch of, you know, overt denials and all that kind of stuff to throw, because none of them want to get bombed by a missile or whatever the case is. So there's a lot. It's very World War II-ish, really, in the beginning, you know, the way that it's unfolding. But when there's multiple countries, you know, that are involved, not just, you know, I'm not just talking about the Middle Eastern countries like, you know, Kuwait, UAE, Saudi Arabia, all that. I'm talking about when you start seeing more NATO countries, more Europe, you know, UK stuff, kind of France stuff, or whatever the case is. That's when we can definitely hang the World War III flag on this dynamic. Right now, it pretty much looks like a Middle Eastern conflict only, and Israel's just decimated. People are running from Israel like crazy. All right, so anyway, more to come. Praise God. Hang in there. All right, so anyway, next one up. All right. Iran again rejects the ceasefire proposal. I told you so. Okay, so there is no discussion. There are no text messages. There's nothing going on with Jared Kushner. None of that kind of stuff. Anything that you've been told about any of that kind of Witkoff, any of that. Lie. You know what I'm talking about. All right. I still think, and I'm just going to say this, that Netanyahu is dead. And by the way, I'm not the only one. Oh, but I saw him on a video just the other day. I have seen several war, what do they call them, committees or whatever in Israel. They film them and stuff. Netanyahu never missed any of those, and he's not showing up for any of them. As a matter of fact, there are quite a few people out there that are maintaining, as I am, that he's dead. So there's so much AI stuff, and they're getting better and better and better at this. You know, the who worships the beast or the image of the beast. Oh, okay. So anyway, boy, there are a lot of beasts out there. Are you kidding me? There, it's like, you know, Godzilla monsters, you know, Dracos from the pit. Anyway, so I still maintain that he's dead. All right. Melikowski. I think he's dead. Because there just isn't enough, you know, they can, it's AI. All right, so anyway, I'm sticking to my guns, or I hate that term. I'm sticking to my position on this particular belief because he's not showing up where he needs to be showing up, which is in the war committees and such, which he never, ever missed. Okay, and then, of course, you've got the... It just never ends. There's just so much going on right now. Joe Biden was shot and killed in 2019, so they have pulled out. Now, of course, the Epstein files are still coming out, and humongous, because Israel was hacked. Okay, you know, Kash Patel's email got hacked because Iran hacked the tech team. But anyway, they hacked into Israel, and by hacking into Israel, they were able to get into Kash Patel's. They just found the stuff. They found the credentials and everything, and they were able to get into Kash Patel's stuff. Evidently, they didn't really find anything too terrible, and oh well. So I don't really care about that. I'm just focused on the transition into a world war, because that 10-year-old kid that I told you about the second time that he met with Jesus told his mom, "Mom, you got to worry about the alien demons, Mom. Worry about the alien demons, Mom. That's what we got. We don't have to worry about the war. It's the alien demons, Mom." And she said to him, "Son, where am I going to be? What? And he said to her, "Oh, don't worry, Mom. You won't be here." Well, if she's not going to be here, where's she at? Read Revelation 3:10 and you'll know. All right, so Joe Biden was shot and killed in 2019. That was actually inside of the Epstein files emails. Okay, so now we have it confirmed. And yes, they openly admit, well, the few that do, that he was, you know, it was a fake masked individual. We have at least six different versions of the fake Joe Biden. And there was much discussion about that back when it was happening. All right. So anyway, all beside the point, we were right about that. And we're right about everything else. Well, pretty much. All right. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. And only by God's grace. All right. The nuke button. Okay. So there was a video, evidently. I saw it. But again... An old AI, you can blame it on anything. Oh my, it was, you know, I had people tell me, you know, and email me and reprimand me about talking about two suns in the sky or three suns in the sky. Oh, that's Photoshop. It's a sun dog. And you're making yourself look silly. And I'm like going, oh, okay. And I just hit the delete button and everything's fine. As long as I don't respond, that's the important thing. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So there was a video that was posted on X, and it showed Draco T sitting at a desk, and it was all, you know, like garbled up. You know, you couldn't really see what was happening. It was very hard to see. Well, evidently, they ran it through some type of video processing unit and got all the garbly out of there, and all of a sudden, you see Draco T sitting at the desk with his finger on a big red button. You starting to get, you see where I'm heading with this? They're broadcasting this to the world. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, maybe nothing. You know, a lot of, there's always going to be threats like that. There are sometimes arguably threats that come out of Russia about that being an option. They may not actually use the N-word, but their implications through what they're saying is could only be associated with the N-word, you know, the nuclear bomb kind of thing. All right, so praise God, thank you, Jesus. Next one up. All right. Okay. Nope. I got to kill it. All right, this one here did not come to pass. You never know. People make claims. They put up data that seems to confirm those claims. And then the other problem that you have is you've got God relenting, so he changes his mind and he calls audibles. Okay, so it doesn't mean somebody was a false prophet because they prophesied this, that, or the other thing and it didn't come true. That does not, is not correct. Okay, because God does relent. Okay, so you've got that dynamic. You've got the dynamic with Satan. Do you think he's not at some type of war for souls right now? Absolutely, of course he is. Do you think that we're not being lied to from 7,000 different directions regarding the stuff that's going on in the Middle East now? Yes, absolutely. Do you think that the censorship is good, bad, ugly, or indifferent? Is it horrible? Are we getting anything out of the Middle East? So I've been readjusting things in my finely tuned Twitter feed get rid of a lot of, I'm not going to name names, but I'm just going to say there's an awful lot of people out there that just cannot get this notion out of their head that that Drake O.T. is an okay guy, but he's being confused by the people in his administration. He's a good guy, but everybody around him are bad. And I'm like, I've just decided the next time, I don't care who they are or how long I've been listening to them, I'm just going to blow them away. I'm going to block them. I don't want to hear another word from those people. It's distracting and it's woefully inaccurate. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Next one up. According to U.S. officials, Trump is considering deploying 10,000 more troops to the Middle East. Let me explain something to you. It is going to be so much more than that. It's in progress right now. They're moving. It's going to be something like 50 to 60,000. They're already calling up all of the Marine reserves. They're already talking about instituting, you know, they're automatically registering people for the draft. And they move the draft age all the way up to 42. Can you imagine being 40, 42 years old and getting a draft notice? You've been chosen to officially die a bloody explosive death. Hurry up and don't be late. When is that civil war going to happen in the United States? Why wouldn't these people draw a line in the sand? What about the Second Amendment? I'm not a Second Amendment sort of guy. Okay, you got to understand. I'm not from here. Neither are you. We are not from here. We are not staying here. We were part of the Luciferian Rebellion. That's the truth. But we're now part of the elect of God because essentially what we did was more or less we didn't rat out the situation. Remember that Satan was doing a whiz-bang job until sin was found in him. Our Heavenly Father was not micromanaging Satan when he was part of the Morningstar office, when he's in charge of it. It was Satan that started playing God. And then one of the angels, messengers, went back to the heavenly office of God and blew the whistle and said, Satan's acting like God. It's unbelievable. He's destroying planets and everything. It's like a George Lucas film. And then Michael and the archangels and all these other angels then started the wars in the heavens and everything else. Well, guess what? Now you know why we're here. Praise Jesus. This is all stuff that you would uncover if you studied the Apocrypha. And, oh, man, there's just an amazing history of very, very incredible scholars, Bible scholars, over thousands of years, all the way back to, 300 AD when that stuff started getting published into books and stuff. But anyway, that came to the same conclusion. Pre-existence. Psalm 139, verse 16, I knew you before you were born. Every day of your life was written in my book. Not spirit babies. All right, so we're not from here. We're not staying here. Praise God. But we still got to behave ourselves and seek the Lord and pray always to be counted worthy. Amen? Have a contrite spirit. No presumptuous sin. Look it up. Trump to have all money signed by him with his face on the $100 bill. Okay, please run to your medicine cabinet, get out some Kaopectate or something, take a couple of spoonfuls, try not to, you know, do the normal body thing when you hear that Trump is actually going to have his face put on the $100 bill. Can you believe that? And signing, you know, it used to be the Treasury Secretary or whatever, and now, no, it's going to be Donald DJT Draco Trump. Don't even get me going. I don't even want to think about the Epstein files. Oh, the filth. It's like they said in Apocalypse Now, the horror. That's what I think of when I see JKT. I can barely stand to hear its voice. So disgusting. It was seen showing a picture of him, of itself in a king's outfit inside the White House, okay, with what was her name? She has her own show. She's a blonde woman. It's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come to me if the Lord wants it to. But anyway, yeah. Can you imagine that? How sickening. How absolutely. Kaopectate. Say it by name. Praise God. Do not allow. Believe me. I mean, just even repeating it makes me feel like pulling up, you know, a bucket nearby, if you know what I'm talking about. Praise God. So anyway, thank you for hanging in there on the first hour. We are now at the 1 hour and 1 minute mark, and we're going to roll in to the second hour to complete the rest of the story.